much as we would like to not deal with the issue, it is headed our direction. And we have received calls at some of my other cities from people on the west side asking what they can start licensing. There is a lot of pressure to have grow operations located in eastern Washington, sunny eastern Washington, where the population is lower, the risk of some of the adverse effects smaller, the odor issues aren't as big a deal, and we've got that nice long growing season because the recreational marijuana can be grown outdoors, and there's no limit on the size.
Questions?
One thought here. Is there any regulation, say somebody growing, is there any regulation the size or of his operation? In other words, can a guy go out here and have a 60-acre field of marijuana and still be legal?
Under the current rules from the Liquor Control Board, there is no size limitation for an outdoor grow operation. The only requirement is that you have an 8-foot side of steering fence and then you provide security cameras. So you can put circle on the production if you wanted to bear the expense of the security measures. The one of the comments the Liquor Control Board received in the last go round of public hearings was from Seattle, because Seattle was proactive in allowing. They decided that prohibition didn't work, they were going to regulate it, and they were trying to direct the indoor grow operations to the port areas, which got the port a little upset, as it did the industries that occupy most of the port property, and they were concerned actually about the price of the market price of real property being driven so high that the other businesses could not continue to expand or locate there. So their proposal to Seattle, Seattle's comments in response to the concerns was to the Liquor Control Board, you need to consider putting a size limit on the size of the indoor grow operations. And they were talking anywhere between 10,000 and 50,000 square feet as the limitation, so not particularly small. That's the only real significant change I'm anticipating in the final rules that we're expecting in September. So no, there's no size limit. Nor is there a limit on how many grow operations there can be, or how close together they can be.
Couldn't the state be in trouble with the feds for issuing the licenses for the grow operations? I mean, could they end up in trouble with the feds? Because they're going to have to say where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. If you remember when we were talking about the medical marijuana, yeah, we had Department of Justice opinions already that were issued advising that if the medical marijuana had been routed through the Liquor Control Board and licensed and regulated by the state, that all of the state actors involved in those activities would be co-conspirators, mm-hmm, in violations of the Controlled Substances Act under federal laws and could be subject to federal prosecution, which is why Christine Gregoire vetoed all of the rest of that bill and left just the collective bargains. But that was supposed to have been regulated by the Liquor Control Board in state stores, remember. Now, interestingly enough, like I said, there's that tension between the two markets, recreational and medical. There is a bill before the House, or no, it's a Senate bill right now, that will be heard in September for the second time. It was introduced at the end of the last session, seeking to tax medical marijuana at a lesser rate, but also to require that the state Liquor Control Board license medical marijuana growers and processors and distributors. But medical marijuana can't be sold. You can only ask for donations, so it's a little different program. But yes, the good news then, Gina, is that because the state is going to be so highly involved, mm-hmm, if anybody gets targeted, it's not going to be our local officer who hands back the seized evidence that he has to return because it was lawfully possessed. It's going to be a state actor who's engaged in a much higher level activity of regulating the business.
Any questions? Okay, Mayor's announcement. Just remind everybody. Next Monday is a holiday, so it's Labor Day, so the council meeting will be Tuesday. Just so folks understand that, and council members. Other than that, we're not going to go into executive session. Did you have something, Dan?
Just before, while Catherine's here, under the code, weeds can grow up to 12 inches high. Now, it's been brought to my attention that the noxious weed of, what is it called, goat weed? Goat head? Grows about that high, and it goes this way. And we can have no ability to control that within the city from our ordinance. It's only controlled through Ritzville. So can we add that specific weed to the thing, even though it doesn't grow 10 inches or 12 inches high?
Yes, there certainly is the opportunity to add specifically by name certain noxious weeds or undesirable vegetation that you're trying to control.
Okay, that's what I want to know, so we'll get after it.
And
thank you.
Mayor, if you could add to the executive session litigation, I have an update on the AT&T litigation that I also received today.
Okay, the council will now adjourn into executive session pursuant of RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses B. Consider the selection of a site or acquisition of real estate by lease and or purchase. And also, how did you want on there? AT&T
litigation.
AT&T litigation report. The executive session is expected to last 15 minutes. No action will be taken during the executive session, and Terry, Larry, and Catherine stay, and everybody else.